Hey there, do you enjoy two friends ranting about things they love? Well, do I have a podcast for you. Topical Rants is a podcast about two guys who rant about anime, pop culture, or whatever else pop up in their minds. Topical Rants, found everywhere you get your podcasts.
One more thing to go over before we start the episode. We have a Discord. So, if you would like to discuss with us about the backrooms or send funny memes, consider joining. We hope to see you there. Now let's get into the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over the sister level of the Whiteout. So, I hope you're ready to kiss the bride, because today, we'll be no clipping into the Blackout. Basic descriptions. The Blackout is an enigmatic level that coexists parallel to the Whiteout. It's unknown which was created first or if they were created around the same time, but it should be stated that this level wasn't found until after the Whiteout was discovered. The Blackout has a survival difficulty class of 5, that being unsafe, unsecured, and infested with hostile entities. Compared with its sister level, the Blackout is stated to be a complete mirror copy of the Whiteout's level layout. Meaning, those white a map or memory of the Whiteout, you should have a pretty good idea of how to navigate the level. Though everything we went over shined more light on their similarities, there are many qualities that paint the level in a completely different light. So, let's get into them, shall we? Appearances. The Blackout takes the appearance of an old, dank house. Falling apart everywhere the eye can see. Cobwebs, broken pieces of furniture and all kind of debris are scattered around the level. As far as we know. Much like the Whiteout, the Blackout is considered as being infinite in its size. There doesn't seem to be any light source provided within the level, so having a light source on hand would greatly improve your chances of survival. As you travel, you'll come across a large chunk of the level covered in burn marks. It's unknown when the fire that created these marks roared throughout the level, or how it started in the first place. But what can be said about this section of the level is the massive mold infestation that has taken root. All studies on this mold infestation are still ongoing. Also, while traveling the Blackout, voices can be heard, the origins of which are still unknown. The phenomena add to the unease of the level. Like the Whiteout, windows can be found surprisingly intact throughout the level. Unlike their counterparts, these windows can be looked through. Due to no sightings of window entities within the level being reported, looking through them should be relatively safe. In these windows, wanderers will be able to see a peculiar scene. This scene, which has an identical point of view for each window, shows a landscape supporting hills and fields in perpetual night. Far out into the landscape, dark figures with glowing white eyes can be seen wandering and interacting with each other. Though many have tried, these windows cannot be broken or destroyed, and the landscape they show is, as of now, inaccessible. This has led many wanderers to believe the scene they portray is just illusions to hinder their progress. With that being said, let's get into what you'd find within this level, or lack thereof. Scavenge and supplies. As far as broken, and maybe even burnt furniture, not much of worth can be found here. Care packs aren't known to appear here, and combined with the overall danger of the level, coming to the Blackout for the pursuit of loot is greatly unadvised. Also, with a large portion of the level being heavily infested with mold, the best thing you'll be coming out of this level with is a bad case of aspergillosis. Entities. As stated earlier, the Blackout is infested with the standard entities that can be found, such as hounds and smilers. But the entity that causes the most confusion to figure out here is the bride. Named so because of the bridal gown she wears while seen throughout the level. The bride is described as a deceased female humanoid, wearing once again, a bridal gown of varying condition. She is non-hostile, as far as we know, and can be seen stalking wanderers for some time, after entering the level. Crying to herself as she does so. It's unknown why she dwells within this level, what connections she has to the house of the level itself, or more importantly, her connections to the Maker. While we're on that note, Photographs and videos taken of the bride can sometimes reveal the maker in the distance. As if he's watching or admiring the bride from afar. As far as we know, that's the extent of his presence within the blackout. So far, there are no records of any articulation with the bride or any interview with her. Couple that with it being hard to get close to her, due to the overwhelming threats within the blackout, I wouldn't be surprised if we find anything important out about her anytime soon. There are also the hill entities within the windows that can be found here, but due to their inaccessibility, not much can be deemed from them, as of this time. Settlements and outposts. All records of communities, outposts, or any other established settlements within the blackout have shown them being destroyed soon after establishment. We greatly advise all groups and individuals to avoid setting up any kind of settlements within this level. The level itself possesses too much of a threat for such a task to be possible. Ins and outs. There's only one way to enter the blackout. That is by traveling for an unknown distance within the whiteout until you come across and enter a gray door. Once again, this level is extremely dangerous, so if you come across a gray door within the whiteout, do not enter it. As far as we know, there are no known exits out of the blackout. Now, we know there must be some way out of the level, due to there being accounts of those who have been fortunate enough to find a way out. Weirdly enough, the means of exiting the level is still unknown. This could be seen as manipulation of the mind by the level itself, or that the exit is random in its position within the level. All studies into the exit of the blackout remain inconclusive. Closing words. So that was the blackout of the backrooms. What do you think of this enigmatic level? What kind of connection does the bride have with the maker? We'll love to know what you think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons, Ridiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Velmex Zoro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Panguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, and Slim Steven. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.